The Ferry Trainee. It was a sunny morning. The trainees of ferry school were chatting merrily when their mentor flew into the classroom. "Good morning, everyone. Soon you will be graduating from the ferry school. How time flies. In order to become a certified ferry, you need to complete a task." The mentor snapped her fingers and a lovely pot appeared in her hand. "Draw a flower petal from this pot. There is a child's name on each petal. Find out what the child needs most and help the child to achieve it." The magic on each petal will show you the way. The trainees picked the petals one by one. When it was Nana's turn, only one petal was left in the pot. "Danny," she read out the name. Nana followed a ray of light to a primary school.
"Shut up! Why should I listen to you?"
She saw a boy shouting at his classmates.
"Is he Danny? He is so rude."
Nana frowned. She followed Danny home. Danny's room was filled with all kinds of interesting things. Model planes, toy cars, computer games.
"He has many toys already. What else will he wish for?"
Nana doubted. Suddenly, the phone rang. Danny picked up the phone.
"Mom, are you off from work yet?"
"No, not again. You and Dad promised to take me to Oceanland this Saturday. It's my birthday,"
Danny cried. It seemed that Danny's father and mother did not have much time for Danny. Nana crossed her arms, thinking,
"Is this why Danny has such a bad temper?"
At night, Danny said to his parents bitterly,
"Why do you always have to work? You already could not be with me for my birthday last year and the year before."
"My dear, this conference is very important for your father. I will buy you a new computer game. Is that okay?"
Mom asked gently. "I don't want any birthday present if you are not around,"
Danny said.
"I know what Danny needs now."
Nana waved her magic wand.
Ring, ring, ring.
The telephone rang.
"Hello, Tony speaking. The conference has been rescheduled to 1 month later."
"All right."
Now we can go to the ocean land together on your birthday.
Dad said to Danny,
Hooray!
It was the best birthday present. Danny was overjoyed.
Nana, the little fairy, was happy too, because she had completed the project. She could graduate and become a real fairy.